The IVUS workflow for EVAR during endograft deployment is as follows. Step 1. The main body of the graft system is deployed below the renals at the predetermined landing zone per the manufacturer's specifications. This is sometimes done with the IVUS catheter in place as the deployment happens. Or the IVUS catheter may have been removed and will be reintroduced after gate cannulation. A small hand injection of contrast may be used to confirm the vessels near the landing zone are patent and not occluded by the graft material. Step 2. Once the main body gate, the short limb of the bifurcated graft, has been deployed, the next step is to gain access into the short limb with a floppy-tipped wire and catheter. Once access into the gate is assumed, the floppy wire is exchanged for a stiff wire and the selective catheter exchanged for the IVUS. Advance the IVUS and mark the contralateral internal iliac artery and then continue advancing into the gate. Observing the stent graft material surrounding the IVUS catheter in the IVUS images confirms the wire is in the gate. Step 3. The IVUS catheter is now advanced to the flow divider of the graft so a length measurement can be taken for the contralateral limb. IVUS is removed and the limb deployed over the stiff wire on the contralateral side. Note, if using a three-piece graft system or additional grafts need to be placed, repeat IVUS for identifying landing zones and taking measurements in the area of the additional graft.